Now we're going to go into our quiet mind for this month, and it's a big one, a really big one. The question I went, this part of the seminar comes courtesy of some personal experience of mine recently. I was dwelling on the question, why do I struggle when I know that only good stuff is behind every change and every bit of inner guidance that I'm getting? So why do I struggle against my inner guidance itself sometimes? You know, sometimes it flows really sweet and sometimes I'm freaking wrestling with it. So this is another one, you know, this is another one where we want to be the change that we want to see in our horse. We don't want our horse struggling with us. We don't want our horse resisting. It's all kind of part of the same package. And if we don't, if we're looking for resistance-free and smooth, sweet togetherness, then we've kind of got to have that with ourselves as well as with our horse. So our subject today is about trying too hard and the many layers of that. Because trying too hard is the single biggest cause of struggling. I'll just let that land with everybody for a moment. Actually, let me just check back at the board every now and again to make sure everything's fine here, because I'm working in a different place at the moment. So, while I was up at Nowra with Narelle, I discovered the incredible power of just setting our intention to understand something and to do that in that space of our inner awareness. There's a phenomenal power involved in doing that in our in that space of our inner awareness. So there's three setting intention things to allow the understanding to flow. And I'm going to write these on the forum, so you don't need to stop and write them down now. There were three parts to this discovery that I made that just has been so freaking liberating. And it's just about knocking my trying too hard on the head, which is really good. First of all, we want to set our intention to understand, to know what to do about whatever it is that's going on, whatever the problem is that, you know, we're struggling with or resisting or feeling crappy about or whatever. The second thing is to set our intention to notice the answer when it comes in so that we can get on with our busy lives if we need to and still have the answer floating easily. Perfection is when we are so in the moment that the answers flow easily in the moment. But what I'm talking about here is when the answers don't flow easily in the moment. And so we're going to set our intention to, first of all, understand it, know whatever we need to do or about whatever's going on, whatever the problem is. And the second one, setting our intention to notice the answer when it comes in so that we can get on with our busy lives if we need to and still have the answer float in easily. The third is to set our intention to allow that understanding to flow. Do you get the power of me deliberately setting my intention for the understanding to flow? That bypasses my old struggling and resistance patterns, which are some kind of like not smart, and clearly coming from some kind of childhood pattern that, you know, isn't serving me so usefully anymore. So once we've set those three intentions, then we can get on with whatever we were doing and we will notice the answer, and instead of any old patterns of resisting or struggling, the understanding will just flow. I've had some incredibly beautiful instances of this happening. So does this make sense? By setting the intention in a quiet mind, we get to notice, first of all, we get to notice that it's the right intention and that we're flowing in harmony with the intention itself. So now everybody else who's been here for a while will have heard this story before, but we've got a whole bunch of new people that are likely to be listening to the recording. So this story about Sunny is a good one to help new people understand what I mean about doing things in harmony. This particular day, I was I brought Sunny to race her, to rehabilitate her and race her. And I had this thing, you know, I was going to show the racing people that racing could be done, was better done, in fact, and more financially viable done with a happy horse. So I had this, you know, it's my job to rescue the racing horses of the world by doing a good job of racing horses differently and properly, the way it should be done. So this particular day, that was the attitude I'd gone into racing with. It was no wonder it wasn't successful. But let me tell the rest of the story first. So this particular day, we're in this amazing energy of a land space that we call a diva. A clinic I was doing had this, was on the top of a hill. The house was built on the top of a hill and was right next to this amazing energy, natural energy space. And at the end of the clinic, I was, I'd gone to lay down. I was quite worn out for some reason that day. Clinics don't normally wear me out, but this day I was, and I was laying back on the bed and basking in the energy of this amazing place. And I was manifesting, deliberately manifesting in this meditative space what I wanted in my life, and I was running through all kinds of things, and almost all of which have happened, I might add, interestingly enough. But I got to Sunny, and I'm visualising her running around the racetrack, happy horse, galloping, you know, winning. I'm seeing her leading the, you know, watching her leading the race. And then all of a sudden, instead of this happy horse racing around the track, I can see coming towards me this distressed horse with a tongue hanging out the side of her mouth, and she's gasping for breath, and I'm like, I've mentally kind of put my hands up going, no, I don't want to manifest that. That's not what I want. And this voice, this incredibly loud, strong voice in my ear said, "We are powerful beings creating our own destiny." And the flood of insight that came with that was that horses are not victims, and the racehorses of the world did not need me to pity them and think of them like that. They didn't need rescuing. They were powerful beings creating their own destiny. Now, it's a difficult thing to intellectually understand, but all the way to my bones has landed the insight, you know, that serves me beautifully in knowing that horses are powerful. And when I come across a situation where horses appear to not be, I literally plug that horse into that experience. You know, I've been in stables with distressed horses who are living in appalling conditions, and I just plugged them in to that experience, to those words, to that being who did that boom. You know, horses are, you know, we are powerful beings creating our own destiny. And that feels like a good thing to do. It feels like, you know, giving someone the power to change things is perhaps the most important thing we can do. So that story is about manifesting in harmony. What I was manifesting, you know, to rescue racehorses was not in harmony with the universe or with God or with all that is, whatever words you want to use. What I was manifesting was not in harmony, so I was setting myself up for struggle. Does that make sense? It, you know, the goal itself was a goal of struggle because it was not in harmony with everything. So what we're going to do in this quiet mind is, first of all, make sure that what we're doing is in harmony. So just before I go in, I'm just going to open up and ask if anybody has any questions about that. Okay, I've opened up the whole board. Is there anybody who has any questions around that manifesting in harmony stuff, fixing something in harmony? Got any stories about it? Okay, just didn't want to go into that. I just didn't want to go into that quiet mind without a, you know, with any questions lurking around that. So that's good. Okay, back to this. Okay, so make yourselves comfortable. I like to be on a chair and use my posture for that comfort, but it's up to you how you like to do that. Take your awareness gently inside yourself. Notice your outward breath. Pay gentle attention to your outward breath and notice the way that your lower part of your ribs just flows inwards, gently squishing out the last little bit of air in your lungs. And you're not doing that on purpose. You're just noticing that that's the action of the lower part of your ribs as you pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Soften your eyes and allow a little smiling eyes. I'm feeling that some of you who've done these quiet minds with me before just drop into smiling eyes on autopilot. That's a really sweet feeling. Just notice as you're paying gentle attention to that outward breath that there's this tiny little pause starting to happen at the end of the outward breath where for just a split second, you don't even need to breathe in yet. Narelle tells me that she can sit on the bottom of the ocean for ages with a breath like this. She's a water baby, our Narelle, an ocean baby. And the inward breath just flies with all that abundance of air and oxygen and all good things on autopilot as we gently have our attention on the outward breath. So for those of you who are new, you'll notice these next things I'm talking about. One of these things will be stronger for you than the other. So the breathing might be stronger, or as I get you to listen to your heartbeat, feel for your heartbeat. It may be that feeling for your heartbeat is really strong and takes you into inner awareness really quickly. Just notice which of these things takes you into inner awareness really quickly. And for those who can't quite feel their heart beating, then just imagine that you can. That takes the trying out of it, doesn't it? And then some of you will feel energy moving through your body more vividly than breathing and heartbeat. So just pay attention to the ebb and flow of energy in your body, the prickles of energy on your skin, the pins and needles, the sensations of energy moving in your body and around you. Allow your eyes to smile. And just notice if that's the thing that takes you into inner awareness fastest and easiest. Now, for those whose mental field is your strength, you'll have thoughts flying across your mind. And the trick for you is to allow those thoughts to flow. Just let them drift in and drift out, just noticing the thoughts as they're flowing in and out. And notice how that takes you into an awareness of what's going on inside you. And everybody notice how the pause at the bottom of your outward breath is sometimes a little longer than others. And feel that beautiful flex of your ribs just opening up all by themselves and allowing that wonderful life-giving air to just flow in. And how that happens all by itself without even trying. Allow this inner awareness, if you're sitting in a chair, allow that inner awareness to flow into your beautiful posture and allow that to add to the awareness of your body and everything else that's going on around you at the moment. Okay, now we're in this beautiful place of inner awareness. I want you to think about something that's going on with your horse or in your life that you want or that you would like to understand, that you would like to have clarity on, that you would like to know the big picture behind, something that you might want to change, a problem that you might want to solve, whatever. Just allow whatever is the most important thing for you to work on right now to flow into your conscious mind. Keep your gentle attention on your outward breath. Keep your awareness on your body, on your heartbeat, on the energy flowing through your body, on the thoughts flowing through your mind. Allow it all to flow. Allow your eyes to smile. As you allow whatever is the most important thing for you to work on right now to flow into your conscious mind. Now notice how you feel about this. Is this the right thing to work on? Do you feel good or peaceful or light or expansive or excited about looking at this? Notice how you feel. And if there's anything that is not all of those delicious feelings, then we'll all wait here for you while you allow that to change. While you get whatever you need to know or do. In order to feel good about whatever it is that you want to look at. Because that's harmony in our intentions themselves. I can feel it's a very big deal for someone. Oh, I'm going to look forward to seeing who's laughing and crying at the same time. That this landed for so big. holding your hand, babe, whoever that is. Okay. Anybody who's replaying this later, this is such a cool quiet mind. I think I'll separate this out and put it in extra lessons for Jenny so you can come back and redo it if you want. So anybody who's doing this as a recording, feel free to pause here for as long as you need and feel held and supported in this beautiful amplified field. In that paused place, while you allow yourself to find complete peacefulness and harmony around the actual intention itself, what you're actually looking for. Now, set your intention to understand the big picture behind whatever this is that you're working on. Actually say to yourself, my intention is to understand what's going on, to see the big picture behind what's going on, to understand my path forwards, to see my path forwards, to see the next step of my path forwards, to solve this problem that is really not a problem at all, but a wonderful opportunity. Be clear on the words that you want to use and feel into the words that you want to use. I'll say them again and give you the chance to, you know, pick up and fly with whatever words are right. My intention is to understand what's going on about whatever this is that you're working on. To see the big picture behind whatever it is that you're working on. To understand my path forwards in whatever it is that you're wanting to understand. To see my path forwards. To see the next step of my path forwards of whatever it is that you're working on. To solve this problem. To see this opportunity as the wonderful opportunity that it is. And when you find the words that you're ready to use, feel into them. Feel the expansion of those words. Feel the power of them. Goodness me. I'm doing a little bit of laughing and crying at the same time myself here. Oh, wow, this feels amazing to do. I could feel that rippling outwards in its boom, 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 boom effect. Just amazing. Then the second intention. I'll just pause for a moment. There's someone not quite ready. Soak up the power of that. Soak up and appreciate how amazing it felt to set your intention in such a powerful way. Oh, I've got goosebumps. Energy just running up and down my body. The second intention, my intention is to notice the answers as they come in, no matter what is going on in my life at the time. Be clear on the words, actually say them, feel into those words. My intention is to notice the answers as they come in, to notice the guidance as they come in, no matter what else is going on in my life at the time. Feel into those words. If you need to change those words slightly, then feel free to do that. You have to feel good about those words. And when you've found the right words for you, feel into them, say them clearly, feel into them and feel the expansion of that. Feel how good that feels. And then the third intention when you're ready. My intention is to allow the understanding of those messages to flow, to allow the understanding of those answers as they come in to flow. Be clear on what those words mean to you. Feel into them. My intention is to allow the understanding of those answers, of those messages to flow. I've got this delicious energy rippling down my back. Energy is not normally my big thing, so it's interesting that it's all happening in rippling energy this morning. And while we're all here in this beautiful amplified field, let's sit with a quiet mind for a bit longer and allow some of those answers to flow now. It's a huge, I can feel someone expanding. I just felt someone kind of going whoosh and expanding hugely. Soak that up. Soak up and appreciate every bit of that all into every cell of your body. Feel this. Feel your body with appreciation. And for anyone who's ready to come out of that already, for those who want to stay in there for a bit longer, stay in there for a bit longer. But for anyone who wants to come out of that already, know that as you move through your life today and tomorrow and the next day, that the answers, you are going to notice the answers as they come in, no matter what's going on in your life. You could go read a book. The first time I understood this process, I was reading a book, and I kept reading the book and the answers flowed. So it's the ultimate in not trying too hard, just allowing life to go on, and the answers flow through all of that easily, and you notice them, and you're allowing the understanding of them to flow as well. Feel how good it feels to not have to focus on it, to not have to fight for it, to not have to try for it. Feel how good it feels to be able to just think about life moving through life every day, just normally, and all that is just flowing on autopilot, all that noticing and all that understanding is just flowing on autopilot. How cool is that? I've got this incredible feeling in my legs happening. Feeling very rooted to the earth. Heavy, almost. I'm going to be fascinated to find out what all of you are doing in this. And what happens later, you know, if it's not too personal and you're up for sharing, come back into the forum and share what comes out of this, because I have a feeling that this, we've done lots of amazing and beautiful Quiet Minds, but I have a feeling this is right up there as one of the biggest. Okay. For anyone who wants to stay in this space for longer, held in this beautiful amplified field, as I go to ask you, just don't answer me. Just stay in that beautiful place. I'll start at the bottom of the board, which is Ariana.
Hi, Jenny.
Cool. Did you have anything special in that you wanted to share?
Interesting, but it's actually a run-on from what we were discussing earlier, because I'm starting to look...
What a surprise.
...with my younger horse, between the physical body, the mental, and the digestive system. Because some work we did today got him a bit scared. And he started to look like a horse that had got something wrong with his hips. He was putting his back legs forwards and not moving the back end very well. And I thought, because I have had a problem with the back right leg, I thought, what's going on? And it was while you were talking, I sort of had this vision of stomach cramp. And it cramps his muscles and causes pain. So I'm going to be exploring the digestive stuff. The other thing is, because my and my horses are very close, I have to remember that what I do for and to myself also happens to and for them.
Yeah.
So if I don't if I don't look after my own body and my own self, don't expect the horses to be right either.
Yay! Well done. Well done. That's a great insight. And this is where I think whether our horses are deliberately doing it or whether they're sent by God and the universe to bring this to us, I don't know. But I often feel a strong sense of deliberateness from them. This is the way that they actually promote healing for us as well as, us working on them. It's this beautiful escalating gift of healing to each other that is just so precious. And that's a classic example of it. Yeah, lovely example. Thank you, Oleana.
Okay.
Sue Edebolds, I'm opening you up. Don't speak if you're still deep in communion.
I needed that, and I needed it for myself. So thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I could feel happy bombs going off all over the place in that. Could you feel the power of it? The power of actually doing that in a quiet mind?
Yes.
To me, it felt enormous. Absolutely enormous.
Yes, lots of laughing and crying.
So you too, you find that laughing and crying at the same time is your thing too?
Yes.
I call those moments of Satori. I'm not sure if that's the literal definition of Satori, but they're moments of insight. They're moments of knowing all the way to my bones whatever it is that I'm getting, and it kind of lands in this way that is semi-euphoric but brings tears to my eyes as well. It's so euphoric. It's incredible. And the only way I can cope with it is to laugh and cry at the same time.
And shiver.
Yeah. I can actually feel the shivering running down your body, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel it. Oh, goodness me. Soaking up the movement of the way that energy is sort of shivering through your body. It's like the energy had been stuck, but it's now kind of shivering. It's kind of allowing it to flow. Oh, isn't that an amazing feeling? Oh, I'd never thought of it like that before. I'm sitting here with the energy rippling up and down my body in a shiver that, oh, crikey. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, is that happening non-stop for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I think energy field is going to be very strong for me from now on. Okay. Carolyn's on the board above you. So let's open up Carolyn. Don't speak if you need to stay in there. Caro's deep in there still. And knowing Caro, actually holding space for someone else. So that's beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. I look forward to hearing that as you come out. Put your hand up. Press star 2 as you come out. Francis, if you're with us, stay there if you're still in deep. But if you're with us, share with us how that was for you.
Yeah, a little bit teary for me. I was taken back to a time. Sorry?
Sorry, keep going, sweetheart.
I'm trying. We had a duck here. A very lame duck, not arty, another one. And he couldn't fly,
yep.
And I was feeding him. And I was feeding him one day, and I got a very clear message from him, not to pity him, not to feel sorry for him. And I've been a bit stressed over the few days. And it's about the racehorses. I didn't know. When it comes to this time of year, I don't cope very well. And there's been a bit of advertising on TV about horses, racehorses, and how they don't retire. Yeah.
And the pictures are shocking, aren't they? You know, what they think is a nice picture, and I'm looking at it going, can't you see the pain in that?
And I've been working a bit hard too, and it's just got on top of me, I think. And I was taken straight back to that little duck as soon as you started to talk about the horse. It's just been difficult these last few days.
There's a reason for me to be talking about. Yeah, so there was good reason for me to tell the funny story. It wasn't just for the new people.
Oh, no.
Okay, so were you in a position, as you were looking at that, were you in a position to actually set your three intentions?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have to.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very clear.
So you... Yep, and could you feel good as you set those three intentions?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been a bundle of tissues and laughing as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. For those who are outside Australia, it's Melbourne Cup week coming up. It's the spring racing carnival started, and... So our TVs are full of images of racehorses being advertised and races being advertised and racehorses running and images that make me want to slap a jockey off a horse, of them coming across the finish line, standing in their stirrups, you know, balancing on their horse's mouth with the reins, punching their hand into the air, you know, euphorically. and all I want to do is reach there and just smack their face. Get off that horse. Get off that horse's mouth. You know, at the moment of victory, you've got your whole body weight on their mouth. Like, get off. In actual fact, I don't... know whether the stewards, how hard they come down on jockeys, but it's actually in their training, they're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be a steward's offence to stand up in the stirrups and balance on their horse's head like that. It would be good to hear that somebody actually got more than, don't do that again. So, when you got that message from that little duck, you know, the don't pity me, that was your sunny experience, wasn't it?
It was exactly,
you know,
the same.
I could tell people that sunny story till the cows come home. And it's a bit like, you know, stroking someone on the head and saying, there, there, you know, when you tell that story, because it's useless to them. Well, not useless, because it tells them that there is such knowing out there, but everybody's got to get their own. And, you know, it's not in your bones until you've got your own. Here comes energy goosebumping through me again. When I come across horses who are distressed, I have this mental thing that I do. I plug them in to that being that told me we are powerful creatures. We are powerful beings creating our own destiny. I plug them into that. Feel free to plug them into that too. Plug them into your duck. Plug them into that being who spoke in my ear that day. Whatever, you know, whatever works, whatever you feel kind of right in the moment. You're not plugging them into me, you're plugging them into that being that said we are powerful beings creating our own destiny. You know, remember that blue-tongued horse video that was going around, that's still going around?
I'll never forget.
Scandic, something Scandic. And of course we won't. No, none of us will ever forget it. But when I went in and looked at him, I so felt his power. He was... He was the happiest horse on the planet when that was happening, because he manifested it. So he was being a powerful being, creating his own destiny. You know, that guy could never do roll care again. He could never do roll care again with the freedom that he had done it before. And I don't know whether he ever roll-curved that horse again. He may well have. But I'll tell you what, if he did, he couldn't do it with any kind of ignorance or... he couldn't feel good about it. He couldn't... Yeah, the whole weight of everything that was happening... was around it. That was a powerful horse creating his own destiny. Totalus. Wow, he makes me cry. Powerful horse creating his own destiny. And, you know, creating for other horses at the same time. He is the greatest demonstration of all time, is why Rolker sucks. You know, they took him away thinking that the new rider took him away thinking that Rolkering would solve his problems, and all he did was make it worse. He took every bit of life and pizzazz out of that horse, who had already been roll-curved before, but not as badly as was done, like, you know, with the second rider. Powerful horse. Phenomenally powerful horse. Creating change in the world. Huge, huge stuff. Plug them in. Every time you come across a horse who's, you know, too distressed to be plugged in himself, and you know, our job's to plug them into their own ancestral wisdom. Holy dooly, that's rippling through me. Goodness me. Is that you crying like crazy, Corey Mindlin? In fact, I'm actually going to flip through the questions again just to see. I'll come back to those ones later. Okay. Thank you for that, Francis. That was very special. Opening up Guy, who's ahead of Francis. That line's open if you're ready to share yet, Guy. Holding space with you there, and not sure whether we're holding space with you there or we haven't figured out everything to do with web calls yet. Okay, opening up you, Amanda. Excuse me, I'm just going to, before I do that, actually I have opened you up, Amanda, but I'm just going to block me off for a second while I blow my nose. I've shed a few tears in this one. What a surprise. I think you wanted that tissue sounding noise in your ear. So, are you back with us yet, Amanda? Cool, holding space. I'm just focusing on my outward breath. If we could all just do that for a moment as we hold space for those who are still, who's still in that quiet mind. Actually, all of us who are out of the quiet mind, just taking time to allow our attention to wander over our bodies and our energy and our thoughts to flow and our breath, and just soak up and appreciate the incredible blessings of what's happened here today. Feel the expansion of that. It's just beautiful. This soaking up and appreciating is so important. It's such an important part of what we do. It's what anchors things. It's what anchors our progress into a new normal. I've got all weird kinds of body things going on at the moment. I look forward to hearing who that is. Softening my eyes. Noticing the answers as they come in. answer these things in my body are the answers. For someone, these feelings in their body are the answers to what they're looking for. So allowing those answers, the understanding of those answers to flow, for those of you who have physical feel as a very strong part of your feel for others, then just remember that those feelings in your body, those discomforts, those pains, are the answers. And as you pay gentle attention to those answers, you can allow the understanding of those answers to flow. I would say vast amounts of whoever this is, those pains are not even yours. Yeah, they're not, are they? This has been big on so many levels today. I'm sitting here soaking up and appreciating the blessings of a whole big group of people all working at the same time and the power of that. Own gurus. Ooh. That was an interesting choice of words, but it popped up into my mind. Okay. I see Katie Leone's come in. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Jenny. I think I got my times mixed up again, but I just came in time for the energy soaking, so what more could I want?
I thought you'd been on webcast and you were coming in because you wanted to share. We've gone on to daylight saving, and I meant to put that in the email, but I forgot.
No, that's okay.
Because you're in Queensland, aren't you, and you don't have daylight saving.
Yes, we're special like that.
Queensland's the only place in Australia that doesn't have it, isn't it? Okay. The quiet mind this morning, Katie, has been phenomenally powerful. It's really, really beautiful. I'm going to her internet's dropped out. I'm going to separate this quiet mind and put it under separate lessons. Put it separately under lessons from extra lessons from Jenny, so that you can find it easily without having to find it through the whole seminar. Okay. I was just saying, Katie, I saw that you dropped out for a minute. I'm going to separate out this quiet mind because it was very particularly powerful, so we'll put it under extra lessons from Jenny so that people can just find it easily. Just making a note here. See, there's a few notes of things to post up about this thing this morning. Quiet mind, separate. Okay. Carolyn, I'm going to open you again just to see what's going on there.
Yep. Hi. Hello. Hello,
hello. Wow. Yeah, we can hear you, sweetie.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, super quiet mind that was. And
wow.
you pretty much got it again. What was happening for me. There was a couple of things that floated into my mind for me to look at, to allow the messages to come to me. But I realized that these things that I had floating in my mind were already things that were layers to my very big picture at the moment,
yeah.
And that they're already doing what they needed to do. So it didn't feel solid enough to allow that. It was too floaty. So I was lying down and I started getting restless in my body, and it felt like, I can only liken it to if anyone's ever suffered with restless leg in the night.
Yeah.
I guess it could be a little bit like that, but it was my whole body was feeling like this, restless. And I checked in with myself to ask if it was my own block to something about the big picture. And that wasn't the answer. The answer was I was receiving or feeling lots of other energies. And it was all to do with the amplified field that we were in. So
yeah.
It was then, is it everybody else's quiet mind, sensations, am I feeling? So I just hold space for that, and yes, that was it. And the restlessness disappeared from my body, and that's when I went really deep. And that weird kind of, not euphoric, but euphoric kind of, so such a deep meditation, such a deep holding space feeling. Yeah, so you pretty much nailed it again, what was happening.
You know, we've worked together so often now, you know, holding space and feeling each other's energy in that holding space, quiet mind place. I can actually feel you.
Yeah.
It's a really delicious...
I know.
It's a really delicious feeling. But isn't it gorgeous to be able to escalate each other into excellence like that? I mean, you know, it's just... such a blessing.
Yeah,
and
we've done it so many times now. Yeah, it really is a blessing.
Yeah. The whole group of us, Holly and Narelle and Sandra and Corey and just, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was lovely being part of this tonight's Amplified Field with everybody in it as well. There was something very special about that for me, and I think that's why there was a deepness to where I went.
Yeah, yes, no doubt. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what's coming up on there. Somebody's there who says, I'm here, but I can't speak. Oh, I'll bet that's Di. Di. Corey says, yes, with many, many exclamation marks.
I've just really, really strong heart pain. I don't know what that means, but maybe that's part of this field that we're still in at the moment. I've got really quite a strong squeezing in my heart.
Yep.
If anyone's...
Okay, so we might all sit with that for a moment and support that. Anchor it is a better word than support it.
Hmm.
Anchor, whoever that is. I'm thinking it's not even one of us. I'm thinking it's one of our loved ones. Which is interesting because I have, on three occasions now, had that heart squeezing stuff. And a very dear friend of mine is struggling with heart problems. They actually have to stop his heart and start it again. And I have three times been... he's not a guy. I'm very strong on asking permission for healing. I don't give anyone healing without permission. I can surround them with energy and let them draw on it if they want to. That's something I feel I can do if I don't have permission. And of course, holding space is something I can always do, permission or not. That's a beautiful thing to do any time. But this guy has access to come to me as a healer and isn't. It's my best friend's husband. And consequently, I can't send in healing directly, but it's like the universe's way of giving it to him is giving me this heart stuff, and I go in and hold space for whoever that heart stuff is, and tickling at the back of my mind is, you know, I'm sure it's him. And then later on, I found out that he was having attacks at the time I was doing it. So it seems that God has plans for him to get the nice energy whether he likes it or not. But, you know, it's important that I stick to my values, that I don't give somebody anything that they don't want.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I'm treating me under those circumstances, and I feel very comfortable about, you know, because it's an experience that I'm experiencing, I feel very comfortable about treating me and through me that going to whoever that is.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
It sounds almost like hair splitting when I'm so sure it's him, but it's an important distinction, I think. So I wonder if if you picked up on him.
It's possible, isn't it? Because, yeah, we do these things. These inexplicable things that happen. It's possible. I don't know. And the not knowing for me is actually quite comforting, because, as you say, if you do the healing to yourself, it will go where it's needed. And it's a comfort to know that that all that good energy will go wherever it is needed. It's that, for me, I like that.
For me, that's very God-driven. It's very driven by the universe, it's very God-driven for it to happen like this. Okay. Wow. Let's just read some of the things that people have written on the who are on webcast. Guy said, thanks for the reminder and elaborating about the grazing game. She's been looking for somewhere to start over that would ease us into togetherness again. Yeah, you're right, Di. That's absolutely perfect to ease into togetherness again. grazing on the ground and in the saddle. Perfect. Then Anna Karen has said that she needed to leave and help her husband with some stuff. It's very late at night in Sweden. I just want to tell you that just before the quiet mind, I fell asleep. And I woke up thinking the dog was sniffing my face, but it was my husband giving me a kiss. Isn't he cute? Then I was awake, sitting in the quiet mind, just feeling very calm and a lot of energy running through my body. Very lovely, calming energy making me feel safe. And I know that I will have a safe journey in the future if I listen to myself and to the wisdom inside of myself. It's time to enjoy life. Exclamation mark, lots of love from me. Oh, that's beautiful, Karen. Yeah, how there is a feeling, for me too, there is a feeling of safety, knowing that if I listen to myself and the wisdom inside of myself, everything is going to be okay. In fact, better than okay. It's a very safe feeling when we're going through not quiet times, to have that feeling of safety looking forwards. Gee, that's very big for someone. I can feel the power of that. Okay. Well, folks, I think that just about does us for today. I'm going to open up everyone. Gee, that was a really beautiful seminar for me. I hope it's as lovely for everyone else as it has been for me today.